From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. voters go to the polls today to elect a new president. Democrat Hillary Clinton cast a ballot for herself, presumably, at a polling place near her suburban New York home. Republican Donald Trump voted in New York City. Carolyn Pursuti is covering the election from New York.
Right up the street at the Hilton Midtown is where Donald Trump will be gathering with his supporters in what he hopes will be a victory party. Secretary Hillary Clinton will be meeting with her supporters at the Javits Center. Today, Hillary Clinton voted near their house in Chappaqua, New York. She said it's the most humbling feeling because of the responsibility that goes with being the president of the United States. From Manhattan, I'm Carolyn Pursuti, VOA News.
The winner of the election will become the country's 45th president, replacing Barack Obama. Pre-election polls show Clinton with a slight lead over her Republican opponent. Here's a sampling of American voters.
It's not about this year who you're voting for. It's almost about who you're voting against.
I voted for Hillary Clinton. Primarily because when I look at Donald Trump, I think that as a leader, he doesn't demonstrate some necessary personality traits.
Voted proudly for Donald Trump as president of the United States. As much as for what he does, as for what Hillary Clinton doesn't do.
You can find out more about the U.S. election and follow live coverage of the returns at voanews.com. A Russian news report says Russian aircraft carrier and a number of other warships are preparing to strike the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. The Interfax news agency said Tuesday the attack could come within the next few hours. The report, quoting a source in the defense ministry, said planes from the carrier Admiral Kuznetsov would target outlying areas of Aleppo. The U.S. has not yet commented. This is VOA News. Five men were arrested Tuesday in Germany, accused of recruiting fighters for the Islamic State terrorist group. Authorities say the suspects were taken into custody following a series of raids in the Lower Saxony and North Rhine-Westphalia states. The men face charges of setting up a jihadist network that tried to recruit Muslims to go to Syria to fight alongside IS militants. South Korean President Park Geun-hye says she will allow the country's parliament to select a new prime minister, a major concession, as she seeks to survive a growing political scandal. President Park announced her decision Tuesday after meeting with the speaker of the opposition-controlled National Assembly. In addition to allowing Parliament to select the new prime minister, Ms. Park also agreed to let the prime minister control the cabinet. The United States has set up a panel at the World Trade Organization to settle a dispute with China over Chinese tariffs. The tariffs are on exports of 11 key raw materials, including copper, graphite, lead, and tin. The U.S. and China failed to resolve the dispute during a series of meetings last July. The International Organization for Migration reports several African migrants have died in a Libyan immigration detention center due to poor living conditions. Lisa Schlein reports.
The International Organization for Migration says it is working with Libyan authorities to improve conditions and stave off an emerging crisis at the Gharian al-Hamra detention center about 90 kilometers south of Tripoli. IOM spokesman Leonard Doyle says his organization is very concerned by the death of a migrant 2 days ago, the fourth such death in the past 3 weeks. He says all the men, who most likely came from West Africa, have died from liver failure. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Philippine Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that the country's former dictator, Ferdinand Marcos, could be buried in a national heroes cemetery.
Wherefore, premises considered, the petitions are dismissed. Necessarily, the status quo ante order is hereby lifted.
That was a court spokesman. Marcos ruled in the Philippines from late 1965 until 1986. His presidency was marked by widespread corruption and human rights abuses. Hungary's parliament narrowly blocked an attempt by Prime Minister Viktor Orban to amend the constitution there to bar the resettlement of refugees in Hungary without the approval of Hungarian lawmakers and authorities. The measure failed to garner a single vote from opposition parties and fell 2 votes short of the 2/3 majority needed to pass. Taking a look at market activities on this election day on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were up. Markets also up in Europe. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.